Good evening, Audio Boom. I only have a 10-minute account, sadly, so I'm going to have to be very quick and get to my point without waffling on too much. Earlier today, my sister and my mum came and we went out for lunch, which was lovely, by the way. And then my mum and sister wanted to go and collect a few items from this particular department store because they're going on holiday next week, so they wanted to get the last few bits for that. So we go around to this large department store, which I won't name at the moment because I have put forward a very serious complaint, which they are dealing with. So I don't think it's very fair for me to name and shame them here at the moment. But on entering, I was being guided by my mum, who was pushing my nephew in a pushchair. And she was describing what was around in terms of dresses, tops, trousers, and that sort of thing. And my sister was then pushing her son in a pushchair about 10 paces behind. So my mum literally goes to hand me an item when my sister said to whoever it was at the time, I wasn't sure, but I heard her say, it's called touch, she needs to feel them. So obviously something was said for her to remark in that way. And I find out that a security guard for this particular department store was making mocking gestures with his hand, pointing at my stick, and made a few remarks saying, I don't understand those people and those coming in with those things, obviously pointing to my stick, by the way, and then going to look at clothes. Basically, either implying that I'm faking my blindness or implying something else. Now, I actually happen to be totally blind. I have prosthetic eyes, so that means I don't have any light perception whatsoever. But that doesn't mean that someone with a white cane doesn't have some form of sight. They could have tunnel vision, so could see things quite clearly in a very small space, or they might have peripheral vision. Whatever the level of sight they have, it doesn't mean that they can't appreciate to some degree what clothes are. And okay, yes, I'm totally blind, but I can still appreciate the textures of clothes. But my sister was very offended by these mocking movements and the facial expressions and the attitude of this particular security guard. Now, he was talking to another security guard at the time, and my sister said the older security guard looked rather embarrassed and extremely mortified that this younger security guard was pointing at my white stick, making gestures left and right that the cane was doing, and also feeling garments. So basically taking the mickey, quite honestly, out of my blindness. Now, I did actually go and speak to the manager because I felt that this was unacceptable and it was totally and utterly uncalled for. Not that I think anyone deserves to be mocked at for any disability, to be fair. And they said, you know, that the security guards were private contractors, so I would need to take it up with the security company in question. But they were also extremely apologetic for this happening. Luckily for me, there are CCTV cameras around the store, so they can actually look at the footage to see what went on. And I actually didn't hear him say this, so I'm only going by what my sister said, but she was very offended by his implications, if I'm honest with you, and so was I, because there were lots of other people around and I felt really humiliated. And they are now dealing with it. The security company is actually dealing with it too, because it was one of their members of staff. And although initially the department store said it's not their issue, when I then went back and spoke to another manager, he said, no, they represent us here at the department store, it is our issue, which I knew that all along, in all honesty, because regardless of who they work for, they are representing this particular store. And I thought it was really quite silly for them to say initially that, you know, they couldn't do anything. I had to then go directly to this security company myself. Now, I did contact the head office and wrote an email of what happened. And also I spoke to their press office. And they have been very good and they're keeping me updated with what's going on. And on a positive note, I did say to them, I'm more than happy to come and do some educational talks, some disability awareness and some visual awareness training, because I wanted to leave on a positive note in terms of educating these people, because it shouldn't happen in the first place, but it has, and I think they need to learn from this. Now, I'm just wondering, has anyone else experienced this from a member of staff, either in a retail store or a restaurant? Because although I haven't ever received this sort of thing and experienced it from a person placed in authority and in a position of trust, I have experienced it on the streets from youths, as many people might know here on Audio Boom. So I'm just wondering, what are your thoughts? Audio Boom me privately, or you can upload a public message, whatever you feel comfortable with. Many thanks for listening.